Hey, this is Courtney Barnett, and you're listening to 95 BFM.
You've been releasing music for quite some time now, and throughout that time you would have learned so many things, not even just for music and your personal life. And obviously the themes of this album have this reflective quality, and I guess from the perspective of being a musician, what do you think you took from the past processes of, I guess, releasing and recording and touring? Like, did you take anything in particular into the writing of this album?
Sometimes it feels hard to pinpoint what those things are or what those kind of lessons are. I know I went into this album feeling the confidence that I had from kind of having been through this process before, and just that kind of experience and time, I think, helped. It doesn't always make it easier, because there's still kind of bits of self-doubt and things that creep in. But I think even in that moment, in those moments, I was like, well, I've felt self-doubt before and I've figured out how to get past it. So I think even just those, yeah, small moments of kind of experience helped. And the ongoing message seemed to be just to keep going. And that was kind of the thing I would say to myself to just get past whatever I was struggling with.
And I wonder what you say when I'm not around. Yeah, I wonder what you say when I'm not around.
The lyrics on the album, they're really quite vulnerable, and they speak to this universal sort of anxiety. But obviously, as an individual, those emotions and experiences are completely your own and feel almost alienated from other people. And so when putting all of that kind of emotion from your personal life into your own work, how do you reconcile this kind of intimate and more sincere personal moments with putting them out into the world and onto the record?
It's always a little bit daunting. I think there's moments where, yeah, things feel personal or vulnerable is a good word for it. But yeah, sometimes I do question what goes on or what stays off a record or a lyric. But I think at the end of the day, it just comes back to what serves the song. And if it's for the sake of the song and it is kind of necessary to make the song feel whole, then I think I just make peace with that.
I always find that question interesting, because from a listener's perspective, I think about, you know, even telling your friends can feel like this really big, daunting task about things that you might be going through. So from my perspective, telling those things, and I obviously in an artistic way, is always really interesting to me. And obviously the album cover is the image of a praying mantis, and the sixth track on the album is entitled Mantis. Why that image for the album cover, and how come that was a source of inspiration?
I was working on that song for a while and I was kind of struggling with it. And I had a moment where I saw a praying mantis, and it felt like a very important moment and kind of like the universe sending me some sort of sign, and it got me out of this hole that I felt like I was in, and it helped me finish the song. And then when I was coming up with the album title, like, went back to that moment, and the mantis just became this recurring image, and I didn't want it to be, but it just kept popping up. And it, you know, before we did this show in New York, upstate New York, where we played the whole album, and it was the first time we'd played it, and I was a little bit nervous and all of that. And on the way to the venue, there was this little praying mantis on the path right in front of me, and it just was this thing that just kept coming back. And so when we were doing the artwork, I was like, I don't want a praying mantis. But came across this beautiful image, which is a photograph by an artist, a photographer called Lilo Hess. And I just really fell in love with it. And I couldn't kind of deny how special it felt. And it obviously, you know, it just kept coming back. So I couldn't deny it. I thought it was such a stunning image. It made sense with the album and with the whole kind of journey of writing and making the album. So I had to just accept it. And I'm so grateful for that photograph.
That's such a special moment to be able to include within the album. I always think there's something special about a praying mantis when you see it, because it's not like a spider. You see a spider more often than you see a praying mantis, but when you do, it kind of draws your attention, and I always am a little bit captivated because they're just such interesting creatures as well.
They're really stunning. Just the symbolism and just, you know, you can go down little rabbit holes. But it felt fitting for where I was at.
A couple of years back, you released an instrumental kind of ambient album called End of the Day that is played on my record player when I'm like cooking. It's a starkly different genre from all of your other releases. And I was wondering, obviously, how that project came about and what that process looked like for you and how that kind of differed from what your more like usual albums looked like.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I guess it was never intended to be an album. We made it for the soundtrack for Anonymous Club, which is a documentary my friend Danny Cohen made. And we improvised the whole thing. We watched the film up on the projector and we improvised to the screen. And I think we recorded over 2 days. And it was quite different to how I normally make music. And yeah, you know, then it went in the film and the film came out and then I kind of forgot about it. But then I found the files maybe a year or so later. And I really loved listening to it. And I wanted it to flow as one, because when we recorded it, it was kind of broken up into scenes and I wanted it to flow as one long piece. And I kind of put that together and then I thought, oh, I'd love this to be an album. I'd love for people to listen to this because I really love it. I really, I thought it was something so special and unique and just, I imagined, I love that you listen to it when you're cooking. I kind of imagined like sitting just, I don't know, meditating or just, I don't know, but I really wanted to release it and I'm glad I did. And yeah, it was such a joy to make it, just the way that it came together. And maybe that thing of having no real expectations for it also feels quite freeing. It feels kind of pure. I just wanted people to enjoy it. If anybody did, then that was a plus.
It's amazing that it was recorded over 2 days. I guess on a personal note, I have described myself as a creature of habit for many years, and it's an in-joke between my friends that you could find me at one of four bars, and I guess I realized that the kind of stagnating nature of, you know, being quite a habitual person, and I think that the album kind of speaks about that, but also coming out of that kind of feeling of stagnation. And I was wondering if you still feel that and what the kind of driving force was to get you out of that kind of feeling.
I was certainly recognizing it while I was writing and just going through the kind of steps of creating the record. I was doing so much this self-reflective work and really studying myself, which is exhausting. Yeah, I guess I was just trying to understand myself a little bit better. So through that process, I did kind of see these patterns, or sometimes they were things I did not like about myself, and sometimes they were okay things. And I was just kind of trying to understand them all and see how I operate, I guess, in the world, and what I could change, and how I could kind of try to be, you know, a better version of myself through doing that. And yeah, I guess I did recognize that I can be quite a kind of, like a creature of habit, quite routine kind of driven, but it's this real kind of push and pull between feeling that, but then wanting to be the exact opposite. And I don't know, grappling with those two parts of my personality. I don't know, trying to come to terms with it, or trying to find some sort of healthy balance of those different mindsets.